everybody. Welcome to the Soul Mother Podcast. I'm Erin, your host, and today we drop our first episode ever. So you who are listening to this, please know that I appreciate you. And the goal with this podcast is to love and support and empower you in your journey through your motherhood and your womanhood. The title of this episode is, What Can I Focus On to Move Forward as a Single Mom? So as the title suggests, this episode will help you begin to move forward if you're feeling stuck in this life that you're living. And if you're in that place, please know that I was in that place at one time as well. And I think it's okay to be stuck and to really feel stuck. I think it makes you reflect on, like, what is going on? Why do I feel this way? What do I want? And I'm so grateful for where I am now. And looking back, I think, how did I do it? How did I climb out of that pit I was in? So today I have for you five areas that I focused on and continuously focus on to keep moving forward. And I'll describe each of those areas for you. And hopefully I can pass on some wisdom and understanding of what each area is really about and why each one is important for your sanity and your joy. And hopefully by the end of this podcast, you will have something to focus on, because that's the first step in moving forward, right? Finding something to set our sights on, setting your focus on something. So let's dig in. The number one area that I want you to focus on is you. That's right, Mama. Gotta focus on you. You gotta know your heart. You gotta figure yourself out. You gotta find yourself. This is where the transformation starts. I remember years ago, sitting on my couch, staring at the wall, knowing that I needed to do something, like actually a task, like clean or make dinner or something. But I was just staring at a wall with my coat on. I have this vivid memory of me sitting on my couch with my coat on and doing absolutely nothing, just stuck. And I know it was like that for me for a while until I started soul searching, really, figuring out what I wanted in my soul. And now it's definitely the number one area of life that I know I need to focus on to be moving forward, but also to be having joy in the present. Think about what you want so that you know where you're going, so that you can be confident that you are moving in a good direction. How do you know you're moving forward if you don't know which direction forward is? And yes, this is easier said than done. How do you focus on you? How do you find the time? And then what if you don't even know what you want when you try to think about it? I was there. I remember Googling or looking on Pinterest for things like, how do I figure out what I want? Or what questions should I be asking myself to find my purpose or to find my goals? And now I have focused on this for a few years. It's a practice. And now, yes, it brings me confidence, direction, joy. I don't worry as much about what other people think. And that was kind of a big one for me. I'll probably go into that more in the future. Because I struggled a lot with how I present myself to other people. And I just don't worry about that as much anymore because I'm confident in who I am and I like who I am. And I'm reaching mothers here, so we also focus not just what we want and need for ourselves, but also what we want and need for our families. And this is all part of this area of focus. What do you want for you and what do you want for your family? And we're going to focus on that in this podcast. How do you get there? What are some practices that you can do to focus on yourself? What will work for you? And how do you figure out what you want for yourself and your kids? So this is the number one area. You figure yourself out. Okay, number two thing to focus on if you're feeling stuck, your household function. We cannot just sit around in a yoga pose meditating on what we want all day. We have a house to run. We are in charge. And I'm really talking to a lot of women here who are doing it on their own. You don't have a traditional partner helping you. So we got to focus on streamlining the basics so that they are automatic. We have got to simplify things, and we need to have systems so that things stay simple. There are certain things you need to do in your day-to-day life every day, the things that need to get done. I'm talking about food, clothing, maybe paying the bills, getting ready for school, getting ready for work, the basics, the necessities. And once I started coming up with a system for everything, I felt so much better. I felt moving forward. That's the goal here, how to move forward. I felt like I could breathe again. The overwhelm was slowly lifted off of me. So what I mean here, streamlining the basics, means making these day-to-day tasks easy and automatic, so that even if you're not a type A personality, and believe me, I am not a type A personality. I had to learn this stuff the hard way. And now I want to teach you, if you're out there learning it the hard way, or if you're new to motherhood, listen to me. I have some wisdom to drop. Figure out your systems. I used to think, I do not want to have a routine, to do the same thing all the time. That's boring. I'm not a boring person. I'm creative and flexible, and I'm not a routine person. I have seen the light. The freedom is in the function. The creativity and flexibility cannot happen if my life is not functioning. And you aren't going to have creative, fun, flexibility packing lunches every single day. I mean, you can create joy in that practice and every everyday practice, like create joy in it, but fun every day in packing lunches. Okay, maybe some people do, like those cutesy people who write their kids notes and make celery animals and stuff. If that's you, you go girl. And maybe you can have fun and creativity every day in packing your lunches. But I'm usually pretty tired and grumpy when it comes time to pack my lunch, okay? But this is what I'm saying. If you keep it simple, and here's an example. Let's say I have three choices for lunches, and one of my choices is leftovers, and I do it at the same time every day. And so it just turns into like a rhythm. I don't even have to think about it. It's just something I do every day. Then you can just get it done quickly and have more time for the other things you want to do. And if you create systems so that these basics function really well and easily, you will find so much more freedom and lightness. And I'm not just talking lunches here, that was my example, but like a laundry rhythm, systems with food, like your meal planning, your morning routine, your coming home from work routine, your evening routine. We gotta set up systems of ease in our lives. So the number two thing I'm telling you, you can focus on to start moving forward is creating systems in our homes that make our lives easier. Number three, the budget, our money goals. People do not like to talk about money, but I do. I'm not ashamed to talk about money. Money is a tool that will help you in your life. Focusing on money and getting out of debt is one thing that really, really pulled me out of a dark place that I was in when I felt stuck, like what we're talking about. And so I guess my story with money, truly, I've always been fine with money. I've not been in want ever. However, I also didn't really have excess. My first job after college in 2008, I was making about $26,000 a year. And when I became the sole provider for my two children, I was making $29,000 a year. So I was fine, but not rolling in money. I also had a car payment, credit card debt, student loans, and I think I owed my parents like $800 as well. So although I wasn't in a bad place financially, I also wasn't moving forward with money. So back to our original question here, what can I focus on to move forward as a single mom? I think we really need to focus on our money. I figured out how to budget. Like, I thought I was budgeting. But then I learned about the zero-based budget, and I really got moving. And I consider my budget as my power. Like, this is my tool. I want to do things. I want to travel. I want to take my kids places. I want to buy myself some face cream. And that is all in my budget. It's not something that keeps me down and shows me all the things I can't have. No. It keeps me focused. Focused on my actual goals and my actual desires. Again, from what we talked about before with knowing myself, I know what I want for myself and my family. And we can't deny that sometimes it takes money. And I'm good at managing a household budget, and I can teach you that stuff. So money is something to focus on if you want to move forward. And we will talk about money, goals, budget, saving, being smart, getting what we want with our money. This is something so important. Okay, moving on. Number four. You can call this simplifying, but I'm just going to call it what it is to me, minimalism. I know you've probably heard about minimalism by now. I feel like it's kind of been trending, Marie Kondo and all that. And I feel like since I discovered minimalism and actually started practicing it in my life all the time, it has changed my life. I would definitely say that this is something to focus on if you want to move forward. So, what is minimalism? The definition that I use is from Joshua Becker. He says, his words, minimalism is the intentional promotion of the things that bring you joy and the removal of those things that do not. Let me repeat that. Intentionally promote the things that bring you joy and remove the things that do not. So basically, remove things from your life that are just taking up space, not doing anything for you, not serving you. This is decluttering, but it's not like just once a year or one time you declutter your kids' playroom and whatnot. I'm talking like a life practice, a lifestyle that you declutter everything that does not serve you. You guys, I'm sure you have extra stuff in your homes that is just taking up space. That actually creates more work for you. Get rid of it. Minimalism changed my life. I'm so grateful that I heard about this. And when I heard, it was Joshua Becker actually who I heard talking about this for the first time. When he was talking about minimalism, something just clicked in my brain and I knew this was what I needed. At that point, I was so overwhelmed. I felt like all I did in my free time was clean. Like the week would be done and then Saturday is just clean all day. And then nothing would actually stay clean and I wouldn't even actually ever clean. I would just pick stuff up. I would tidy up. And so as soon as he was talking about minimalism and getting rid of stuff, I knew, like, yes, that is what I need. I have too much stuff. That is why I'm overwhelmed. That is why I can't focus. I have too much stuff. And from that time on, I just kept decluttering more and more. How do I even have that much stuff? I took so many carloads of stuff to Goodwill and thrift stores and things like that. Like, how do I still have anything? I still have plenty. Minimalism. And for those of you who have been thinking, like, I don't have time to budget. I don't have time to focus on myself. I'm so overwhelmed with the day-to-day stuff. How can I figure out what I want? How can I figure out my long-term goals? Minimalism is the answer to all those questions, because when you get rid of stuff and don't have to take care of stuff anymore, it creates space, physical space and mental space. There's plenty of studies you can look up of the effects of clutter on the brain, especially for women. Cluttered households, there was a study, and cluttered households rose the cortisol level in women, which is the stress hormone. So clutter causes stress. I heard another study. It was how a cluttered kitchen made people snack more. Like, clutter is not good for your mental. So if you want to move forward, one thing you could focus on is practicing minimalism, getting rid of stuff that does not serve you. And not just stuff, but like, once you start practicing this, it overflows into other areas of your life. Like, get rid of thoughts that don't serve you. Get rid of things on your calendar that you don't want to do. They don't serve you. They don't bring you joy. Learn to say no. All that is minimalism. Like, intentionally promoting the things that bring you joy and removing the rest. That's where it's at. Minimalism changed my life. So definitely something you can focus on to get unstuck and move forward. Okay, last one. It's a baby one. Number 5, and this is an easy one, but it is so important. Surround yourself with positivity. Remove the negativity. At work, stop hanging out with the negos who complain all the time. On your social media, follow people who are positive and headed in your same positive direction. And unfollow people or defriend or whatever, defriend, unfollow, whatever, all the negative people. Or people, maybe they're not even negative, but for some reason, their message brings you anxiety. Do not engage, delete, unfollow, mute, whatever you got to do. But if you want to move forward, one step you can take is to stop being around negativity. In order to move toward joy, surround yourself with joy. And if all of this has resonated with you at all, then I am one of those people. This podcast is going to be a positive, uplifting place to support you and empower you. I am excited to be in this with you. So subscribe right now. Let's do this. Okay, so let's recap. What are 5 things you can start to focus on in order to move forward in your life? Number 1, you. Figure out what you want for you and your family. Number 2, home. Get your day-to-day functioning easily and smoothly. Figure out where you need routines and put them in. Number 3, money. Know where your money is going. Have a plan. Have goals. Number 4, practice minimalism. Remove clutter and you will gain time and freedom. And number 5, surround yourself with positivity. Follow positive people. Remove negativity. How will you start to focus on things this week? Think, what can you do right now or as the week goes on? What can you do to start focusing on one or more of these things? I hope that you think about that, and I hope that you have a wonderful week. I will be here next week, and I'll keep digging deeper into each of these areas. Again, please subscribe, leave a comment, follow me on Instagram @SoulMotherCommunity. Bye-bye.